Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the new moon solar eclipse that's happening on April 8th, 2024. We're going to take a look at each life path number and how these energies may affect you over the next, say, 6 months to a year as the storyline of this eclipse unfolds. So before we get into it, of course, this is a general forecast. If you're interested in your own personal numerology reading, where we'll take a look at your own personal numerology, just book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. All right, so let's take a look. Life path number one, this is going to be an eclipse to remember for you all, I would say, because we've got a new moon, which is new starts, initiations. We've got a solar eclipse, solar energy. The sun is about vitality. You're a one, right? This is right up your alley. This is also happening in astrology in the sign of Aries, which is very much one energy and about, you know, being assertive and going after what you want and taking charge and owning your power and all of the things. And so I feel like you're going to feel this energy quite strongly. And remember, this is going to potentially initiate some kind of storyline that will unfold over the next 6 months. So I would say for you all, pay very close attention to what surfaces around the next few months and what you'll be working with, and stay open to it all. Now, you all are going to be working with the energy of the three and Panther energy. So again, very strong, especially creative energy. This has the potential to be a very potent period for you all. You might see big new offers come in now, big new opportunities, big realizations about, you know, how to move forward, how to hone your craft, how to assert yourself, be that leader, step into that one energy. This can also see you realizing, you know, some of your bigger plans, some of your bigger hopes and wishes. These could all come to fruition during this period of time. But it's all going to be things that you've been working towards, that you've been investing your time and energy and resources into. This is not something that's necessarily just falling into your lap by magic. This is going to be something that you've really put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into. And you can sort of see things opening up in a big way at this time, especially creative projects, because we've got this three energy. I would also say, especially anything aligned with communication, how you communicate, getting your words out into the world, your messaging out into the world. So the written, the spoken word are very much highlighted at this time as well. I would say don't overlook any opportunities at this time. Make sure that your eyes and your ears are open. Don't be too quick to dismiss something because it seems like it doesn't have a lot of potential or may not align initially, right? Don't be too quick to say no to something because it looks different than what you had envisioned or what you think should be coming in for you. Because this is going to be potentially a very potent time for new people, new places, new things to be showing up, new ideas as well, right? Creative ideas, inspirations to be coming in and wanting your attention. And I would say explore all of them to the best of your ability. And then you decide which ones to say yes to. But just don't be too quick to dismiss at this time because there's a lot potentially going on over the next 6 months for you all. I would say travel is a strong potential now for work, for pleasure. Travel will potentially open you up to new ideas, new collaborations, maybe potentially what you need to take something or to launch something to get it off the ground. So, you know, something that comes to mind is, you know, if you're an author and you're launching a book at this time and now you're going to travel for, you know, promoting that book, that would so be aligned with all of these energies. It doesn't have to be about a book though. It can be any kind of creative project is, or any type of collaboration is so just in the spotlight right now. And this can also be about, you know, growing a family, right? Anything creative or creation. So having a baby or even adopting, right? Anything along those lines of growing or expanding your experience, your life, your family are very potent at this time. So again, travel is highlighted. Change of job or home are also very much indicated at this time with this energy. So again, be open to the opportunities that present. And with those opportunities may come an opportunity to move or to change jobs. And it might be something that you don't feel ready for, or you might not feel capable of whatever it may be. You might have imposter syndrome going on, and I would say you need to find a way to overcome that. And the easiest way to overcome it is by saying yes to it and proving to yourself that you're capable, which, you know, I'm a strong believer that if it's coming in, it's because you're ready for it and the universe is trying to show you that. Now with Black Panther energy, what I would say here, this of course is also a very determined, very strong, very capable energy. This is also about, I would say, having a strategy, right? One thing with one energy is that it can be very impulsive, and that's your life path energy, right? Is one. So these opportunities may come in and there might be some impulsivity associated with it. And I would say just make sure that you have a plan. Make sure that there's a strategy involved. And as long as there's a strategy and you sort of have your ducks in a row, whatever you start under this energy has the potential to be very, very successful, very successful. Yeah, and I would say that there needs to be a determination here, but it's almost like whatever you start under this energy, you are committed to it, like you are in it, and it's almost like it would be very difficult for you to release it or let it go. So there's a strong determination here with whatever it is that you're initiating at this time, and that is by design to help you to continue to move forward towards it and overcome any of the obstacles that may surface. So however this shows up in your life, whatever opportunities, whatever, you know, new big adventure comes in for you at this time, yeah, it's a, you know, try to say yes to it as much as possible. So I hope it's a great eclipse for you all. I think it will be. And yeah, take care. We'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.